Kiva and much more. Today is Thursday, January 4, 2024. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero recognized the work of the island's doctors and nurses of the 40th anniversary of the creation of a renowned primary care program. On the 40th anniversary of the creation of the Family Doctor and Nurse Program at the initiative of Fidel, the head of government expressed on the social network X all his recognition to those who day by day contribute to the development and strengthening of the founding ideas under the leadership of Fidel Castro. With direct attention to families in every block, nurses and specialists in general comprehensive medicine have been a fundamental factor in the vaccination campaigns and the promotion of proper health habits in the communities. This has allowed the Caribbean country to reach high levels in practically all health indicators, which places it at the level of the most highly developed nations, with advances recognized by the World Health Organization and other entities. The association Cuba Cooperation France, Cuba CUP, greeted the island in a message for the new year in which it advocated world peace and reiterated its condemnation of the U.S. blockade imposed on the Antillean nation. The message, signed by the president of the organization, founded in 1995, Victor Fernandez, denounced the government of the United States as responsible for the more than six decades of blockade against the island and those for the European Union as accomplices. Cuba CUP, a French association that promotes and executes decentralized cooperation projects on the island, reiterated the right of the Caribbean country to choose its own path without foreign interference or aggression. All India Peace and Solidarity Organization, that is AIPSO leader Arun Kumar, underscore the resilience and example of the Cuban people in a congratulatory message on the 55th anniversary of the triumph of the Caribbean nation's revolution on behalf of the Communist Party of India, CPI, and the National Cuba Solidarity Committee. The PCI member stressed that, from that day on, Cuban society and people have been fighting against the imperialist onslaught, which has done everything it could to try to strangle the revolution and turn it into its colony, he said. In spite of all their efforts, he said, Cuba resisted those attacks and now is considered an inspiration for all those, the youth of the world, and for all those who fight for a revolutionary transformation of society. Repito. In spite of all their efforts, he said, Cuba resisted those attacks and now is considered an inspiration for all the youth of this world and all those who fight for a revolutionary transformation of society. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.